hello. Are you meant to be here? Now this might be a bit of this is going to sound like a strange question. No. I don't have a gun. I. Oh, you are. You're the spy. You're definitely not meant to be here. I think you got lost. I'm pretty sure you're meant to. You. Oh, this isn't good. This really isn't good. So, how about you just go down that hallway and Yeah, you probably think it's a trap. Of course you do, because it's the villain's lair and it's full of traps. I should know. I maintain them. I maintain them. Oh, look at my badge. Maintenance. Actually also designed them, but I'm not allowed to... Don't tell her that I said that, but because I'm not meant to tell anyone that I designed the traps, because... Well, you know, that's her thing. Yeah, exactly. She's always going on about it. She likes to say that she's so smart. I mean, she's not stupid. She's just, you know, not mechanically minded. Great imagination, though. Great imagination. She comes to me with an idea, which I then trash. But great imagination. And that's important when you're a supervillain. Not that she's a supervillain yet. I mean, you can't really be a supervillain when your schemes keep failing. Which is all your fault. Well done. No. I mean, a little bit well done. Oh no, I'm not a henchman. I'm maintenance. Maintenance, see? Badge. This is the, I guess you could call this the back room. Well, back rooms. Back corridor. You spies don't ordinarily see this. You just see the shiny bits. This is all a bit, it's a bit messy. It's very messy. Yeah, don't look. Just, you know, ignore the piles of everything. I'm not exactly a tidy worker. I mean, I'm a good worker. Well, I think I'm a good worker. I don't think she thinks I'm a good worker because, well, she hasn't given me a permanent position yet. I'm still a temp. How am I still a temp, though? Can you understand that? Because I can't. I do great work. I am a fantastic maintenance person. Engineer. I'm an engineer. But no, temporary contracts only. I should be out of work. You really piss her off. Oh, she gets so annoyed. She gets so annoyed. And it's so funny because she has her whole villain persona. And that means that she can't exactly bitch about things when she's a goddess of the night. She's from Hull. You know what? I should not be saying this. I should not be saying this because she pays the bills. I mean, she does it grudgingly. I mean, she's really cheap. Just so cheap. Just, I mean, a real penny pincher. I mean, half the budget is her wardrobe. She makes me work for every little penny. Sorry, I was about to give you directions. Yes, you need to go down that hallway, second door on the right, and I think that will put you by the shot tank? Have you? Oh, you've done that one. What did you think? Be honest. I was a little bit dubious, really? Oh, that's so sweet. But you beat it, of course. Of course. Yeah, the secret lever. Oh, you're so smart. You are so smart. And you know what? It's nice to be appreciated. It's nice to be appreciated because she doesn't appreciate me. Oh, no. Goddess of the night does not appreciate me at all. But you, the spy, the hero, you appreciate me because you put real effort into solving my puzzles and defeating my traps. I mean, you don't have to. You could always give up, find another way to go because there are other ways to go. But you don't. You solve my puzzles. I love puzzles. You defeat all my traps and you do it exactly how you're meant to. You do it the smart way and I appreciate it because you're keeping me in money. And, well, I shouldn't be telling you this, but I figure she won't miss you for another 5 minutes or so because I think she's still getting dressed. And then she has to do makeup and then she'll have to do her hair and then she'll change her dress because, yeah, that persona. It's hard work. Lots of hard work. Me, I like my overalls. They're practical. Have you seen the pockets? So many pockets. And they're really comfortable. Mostly because they're warm, because you might have noticed it's a bit chilly. Because, of course, she's not willing to pay for heating. No. Apparently the cold makes us work harder. No, it doesn't. It just makes the henchmen get frostbite. Not joking. Actual frostbite. And henchmen need all their fingers. They can barely aim as it is. I mean, no. All of our henchmen are great at guns. No, they're not. I mean, not in the money she's offering. But there are lots of them, so it kind of balances out. You know, I think she's got this all wrong. The whole being a villain thing. You know, I think she's focusing on the wrong part. She's thinking about the appearance. She doesn't think about the fundamentals. The henchmen. The maintenance crew. It's not a crew, it's me. I do everything. But I'm not complaining. I need the money. Should not tell you this because you're a spy and well, you might tell her and then she won't be happy. But I want to be a villain. I mean, I don't want to be like her. I mean, there's nothing wrong with her. I mean, I just don't want to dress up like that. It looks like a lot of effort. And I don't really like wearing anything that tight. It's just, but I want to be a villain. Take over the world? No. I mean, yes, I totally want to. I need to work on that. I need to be more convincing. I don't want to be a villain for villainous reasons. I want to be a villain because I really like making traps and puzzles. And I really like smart people trying to, you know, figure them out and beating my traps. It's so good. So I thought, save up. Become a villain and then, you know, I could run my own operation with proper henchmen, with proper pay and dental and healthcare and fire insurance. Fire insurance is very, very important, and heating and gloves and jumpers and scarves and proper vending machines. That's important. Shitty vending machines here. I mean, they're really bad. They're so bad. They're full of crappy off-brands. And they're not even nice-tasting off-brands. They're just, you know, bad. But I figure, I've been around here long enough to know how it works. And I know I can do it better than her. Of course, I don't have the whole, I'm a sexy villain thing going on. But I do have charm. I mean, awkward charm. But yeah, I could be an awkward villain. And I'm sure I could come up with a villainous scheme serious enough that your government would send you to thwart me to... That sounded wrong. That sounded kind of questionable, but still. But still, they would send you, and then you could solve all my puzzles and do all my traps. And oh, it would be so good. It would be so good. What? So what? Oh, I'm not falling for your Jedi mind tricks. Not that you're a Jedi. I mean, there was that one time when you found the laser sword that I hid away, hoping that you would, and it was so cool. Not that I like Star Wars at all. A little bit. But I'm not falling for your Jedi spy mind game trick. Because you're just trying to get me on your side. And I'm not on your side. Because if I'm on your side, you won't solve my puzzles or defeat my traps. So, no. You're going to go down that hallway. No. You know what? For trying to trick me, you're going to go down that hallway. You're going to take the second left, the second right, carry on to the end of the tunnel, and then trap. Really, really tricky trap. I mean, tricky. Trappy. Tricky trappy. And that's what you get for trying to trick me. Trap me. Be a Jedi. You're not serious. No, you're not serious. No, you're not. You're lying. You don't want to team up with me. You just want to use me. So what? No, you can't quit being a spy. I need you to solve my puzzles and to defeat my traps. What? You want to go into business together? This is a trap. This is a trick. This is interesting. What kind of business? Escape rooms? Escape rooms? What's an escape room? No, I'm serious. I don't know what that is. It's a room that people have to escape from. Escape room. That's a very efficient title. But what does it have to do with me? I would design the rooms. Would there be puzzles? Would there be traps? Would there be puzzles and traps in the same room? Really? What would you do? You would test them and do the marketing. Because I'm a bit awkward with people. I am awkward with people. You are right there. So you would test them. So you would solve my puzzles and defeat my traps. You would escape my rooms. That's very attractive. That's a very tricky, trappy proposition. But how would we make money? What? People would pay us to try and escape from... People would pay me to try and solve my puzzles and defeat my traps. People would pay me. How much? How much? That's more than I'm getting here. That's so much more. Are you lying? Well, you're a spy. And you're meant to, you know... You really like my traps. You really like my puzzles. Really? They make for the best missions. So how exactly would this work out? Because, well, I'm guessing that I have to help you defeat... I don't? All I have to do is... quit. And after you... beat her, we'll... Really? I just have to quit? And then you'll just do your thing of, you know, thrashing her, and then we'll just go into business together? It can't be that easy. Well, because it's never that easy. Well, she never makes it easy. It's just, I know I don't get much money, but you know, it's still money, and well, chalk is expensive. Chalk, because I have a big blackboard that I plan on, and well, because I have a lot of plans, I've had to get a lot of blackboards, and I mean, I need a lot of chalk. But you are my favourite, and I would really, really love to be my own boss without having to be evil, because I'm not sure I can be evil. So... I quit! Oh no, I feel bad. I should really give her notice. It's not necessary because you're putting her out of business. What? You're arresting her? But you never arrest her. Really? Oh, that's so thoughtful. That's so thoughtful because I do feel bad about not giving notice. So you'll just, great. No, don't go down there. That's the way to the really tricky trap. Oh, you are just the best. So where do you want to meet up afterwards? Do you know Molly Teahouse? You do? I knew you were smart, because Molly's is the best tea house in the city. So, I'm a really good customer, and I have access to the secret menu. The secret menu. Yes, there's a secret menu. And, well, if we meet up at Molly's, you can try the secret menu. And you know, we can talk. And she's got a second blackboard, and she keeps some chalk set aside for me. So we could, you know, start planning. Yay! Oh, this is fantastic. This is so good! You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn up the thermostat. Oh, yeah. I'm evil. I'm not evil, but I am cold. And, are you ready? You ready? I just turned it up 4 whole degrees. See? I could have totally been a villain, but now I'm going into business with you, my favourite spy. Oh, by the way, I should probably introduce myself. I am Millicent. He didn't laugh. She laughed and, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm turning it up another 3 degrees. Oh, yeah, I'm a rebel and I will meet you at Molly's. By the time you get there, I'm going to be so hyped up in caffeine that I'm going to be in full on trap designing mood. Yeah, I know, right? Oh, this is going to be so good. Good luck. Not that you need it because you are super smart. Have fun with the trap. Ooh, I would love feedback because I've tried something new. Now, I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but, well, gravitational distortions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never faced that before, have you? I know. It's my best work so far. All right, I'll see you at Molly's. Have fun. And, ooh, when you defeat her, could you record it? Because I know you're going to have a really good line and I don't want to miss it because I normally watch from the corner. Oh, thank you. I love that. That's my favourite bit. My favourite bit is when you defeat my traps, but that's like my third favourite bit. Okay, I'll see you at Molly's. Bye!